President Bush says he will support the use of federal funds for embryonic stem cell research, but within strict limits. The president explained his decision last night in a nationally broadcast speech from his Texas ranch. Mr. Bush said federal funds will be available for research using 60 existing stem cell lines taken from embryos that already have been destroyed. But there will be no government grants for study on embryos left over from fertility treatments. The decision appeared to be an attempt to find a compromise on a polarizing issue. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
This long-awaited decision on funding for stem cell research came during the first week of the president's month-long vacation in Crawford, Texas. He made the announcement seated in front of a picture window with the landscape of his ranch in view over his shoulder. He spoke for nearly 11 minutes, attempting to capture what he described as the complex and difficult issue he faced.
The issue is debated within the church, with people of different faiths, even many of the same faith, coming to different conclusions. Many people are finding that the more they know about stem cell research, the less certain they are about the right ethical and moral conclusions.
That certainly describes the president's own experience on the topic. As a candidate, he was opposed to federal funding for such research, but as president, he's been publicly undecided for months, seeking input from researchers, religious leaders, Americans with diseases they hope research may cure, other political leaders, and from his own staff, which was not of one mind on the issue. On one hand, there's the potential for scientific breakthroughs, perhaps holding the key to cures for Alzheimer's or Parkinson's or childhood diabetes. But the president also described a difficult moral intersection and vast ethical minefields.
The United States has a long and proud record of leading the world toward advances in science and medicine that improve human life. And the United States has a long and proud record of upholding the highest standards of ethics as we expand the limits of science and knowledge.
As he thought through the issue, the president said he asked himself and others if these embryos are indeed human life.
Well, one researcher told me he believes this five-day-old cluster of cells is not an embryo, not yet an individual, but a pre-embryo. He argued that it has the potential for life, but it is not a life because it cannot develop on its own.
But, he said, a medical ethicist called that a callous rationalization.
Make no mistake, he told me, that cluster of cells is the same way you and I and all the rest of us started our lives. One goes with a heavy heart if we use these, he said, because we are dealing with the seeds of the next generation.
The president and his staff insisted that he would make up his mind without regard for the political consequences. Analysts noted that he risked angering an important core constituency, religious conservatives. They also pointed out that polls show most Americans approve of funding the research. In the end, by allowing funding for limited research, the president seemed very much in search of a middle ground, one aimed at angering the least number of people. Neither side got all it hoped for, nor were their worst fears realized. Several statements issued by people on both sides of the issue managed to praise and criticize the president in the same paragraph. Last night, his decision on a contentious issue announced, the president ended his speech with this.
As we go forward, I hope we will always be guided by both intellect and heart, by both our capabilities and our conscience. I have made this decision with great care, and I pray it is the right one. Thank you for listening. Good night, and God bless America.
Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.